the second show that I worked downtown, Louis Armstrong came in, and they took a little shine to me, and I didn't believe it, because how, you know, I was just a, although I had been at Chauvin's quite some time, I was still more or less a home person. I worked from necessity. I had to help family to help support. But I wasn't on the scene, you know. I mean, as show people are, after the show, you congregate places and everything. So I didn't do all of that. I went right home. And so I was quite naive. And Louis was an experienced man, had been married a couple of times. What in the world does this man want with this little innocent girl? I mean, how am I going to keep up with it? He's just kidding. I thought. But how I got, when I finally realized that Louis was liking me, he told Lou Russell, he was fronting Lou Russell's band at the time, and he told Lou Russell to tell me that he liked me. And so Lou Russell told me, caught me in the wings, and he told me. But in the meanwhile, Lou Russell was kind of liking me. So when he came in the wings and said, I want to talk to you, I said, well, go away. I thought he wanted to talk for himself. He said, no, I'm not kidding. He says, I got something to tell you. It's very important. So I said, well, what is it? He said, you know, Louis Armstrong, Pops likes you. He told me to tell you. So I said, he does? I was a little shocked at first and surprised. So he said, what'll I tell him? I said, well, tell him you didn't catch up with me to tell me, you know, just if he asks you anything, you just didn't get around to telling me, you know. But I don't know what he told Louis. But about a week or so later, Louis catches me in the wings as we're getting ready to go on. And he says to me, look here, little girl. I just want you to know all these cats in this band are sharking after you, and I want you to know I'm in the running, too. And I looked at him. I didn't know what to say, you know. But then he kept after me, and finally he invited me to dinner. Well, he invited to drive me home one rainy night, and I let him take me home. And from then on, from time to time, he'd take me to dinner, and one thing led to another, and the next thing I knew, and I figured, well, when he leaves, that's the end of it, you know. I won't see him. He's a traveling man, and this is the end of this. But Louis kept the phones hot. He would wire me, and when he came in town, he would see me, and this went on, and it built up to the bit where he wanted to get married.